Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Oh, in that city. Wow. And she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. So first we're going to look at her demand. She wanted to be avenged for some wrong that had taken place. So she had a demand. Well, to give you a little bit of background about widows, during that time, widows obviously were without a husband, so she didn't have anybody to speak for. They were commonly known as, you know, widows being poor. And at that time, women could not really speak in the court. But what she could do, she did. You know, always, somebody always said, don't worry about what you can't do. Worry about what you can do. You know, I see so many people talk themselves out of doing something great because of their limited ability. Well, this widow was at the bottom of society. Did she let that stop her? She didn't have a big house. She couldn't grease the wheels of justice. But what she had was her faith. And she believed the word of the Lord when it says, I will avenge. I wonder, thank God he didn't tell us what the issue was, because we'll kind of use that and say, hey, see, the widow did it. But he didn't tell us what it was. But she was wrong. But she didn't take it into her own hands. She let the judge handle the issue. Now, it took a while for it to be taken care of, but she trusted in the Lord. I wanted to tell you tonight, whatever you are praying to the Lord about, don't give up. That's what this is showing us. This widow was poor. She was at the bottom of society. But yet, she had one thing, and that was her faith. So we saw her demand. She wanted justice. We saw she was disadvantaged. But then her determination, where it says, look at verse 5. It says, yet because the widow troubleth me, I will avenge her. For her continually coming, she wearieth me. See, now we already know that this guy is self-absorbed. So now when he's being affected, now he's ready to do something. You ever been like that? Everybody, oh, good. You know, God knows that. That was awful. Let me tell you the story today. That, you know, he was only concerned because it concerned him. I just said that. And here's a story this morning. I had just finished boxing and I was on my way home at the red light. And I saw an accident and the car was turning left and the car was going straight. And I saw it flip right in front of me. And I said, Lord, please don't let it come over here. But I was so appalled. I tell you, my heart just went out because the car flipped. Now, let me tell you a story. When I normally, from a gym, I'm sweaty, I'm hot. I have the air conditioner running and my window's up. This day, I had the window down. I normally don't do that. This is important because when I was at the light and I saw the car flip, the woman was upside down in the car just moaning. I heard that. And man, I wanted to go. But man, I turned a U-turn and praise the Lord, was able to help get the woman out, open the door. Thank God the door wasn't jammed because this got hit hard. But, man, I tell you. But what was so appalling was to see the people continue to drive by. The accident had just happened. The car right behind the lady just, oop, I'm gone. Oop, somebody, you know. I just could not believe that.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, ministeroftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.